You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What's going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Now, before we dive into the content and we're going to start dropping some value bombs, wanted to ask you to please subscribe to this podcast. If you haven't done that already, it helps me and it helps you stay on top of all the new episodes that we release every single week. Also, if you haven't, please share this podcast with your friends. It's important because if you're on the rise, you want your friends to be on the same page as you are. You don't want them to slow you down, but most importantly, you want to help your circle grow with you. All right, so let's get started. What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today it's Saturday and we have another episode with our great friend and co-host, Liam. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, De Niro. How are you doing?
Not bad, not bad. So I'm going to spill the beans right now. We are pre-recording these episodes, but by now you should already be in your trip that we talked about.
Wow.
Is that correct?
Freaky. Yeah, it's like we're living in the future. Right now I should be living in Austin, Texas for 2 weeks. Is that about right? Is that when this will air, do you think?
It should be about 2-3 weeks. Yeah, something on those lines. I'm also going to go on a trip, but we'll figure it out. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about minimalism and how scaling back on your belongings and consumptions in general can save you money and help you open a business and improve also your mental health. We talked about travel on our episode last week, and I think this was a great segue because a lot of people in general have asked me in the past, you know, how can you save money if you have a fixed income, especially if you're working, you know, a 9-to-5 job? And that's actually how you can, because people have to understand that in order for you to, you know, to save money, at the end of the day, it's not about making more money. It's about reorganizing your lifestyle and being able to be happy at the same time. Don't get me wrong, because the problem is that what people do, they create these strict, weird budgets that are absolutely, you know, so bad, basically. They don't let anything like in. For example, they have no way of eating foods they like. They have no way of going out and enjoying their lives and all those things. And of course, they get frustrated. Guess what happens after a few days or a few, you know, weeks, they just fall back into their old habits. So I wanted to talk about this and how we can appreciate, you know, less, live an amazing life, save money, so that you can be more free at the end of the day. That's the whole point, right? What do you have to say about this? Do you think that, but when people scale down, they're able to appreciate more what they have?
Yeah, I think I live an incredible life. I'm like one of the happiest people. If I could self-analyze myself to compare to a lot of people that I know, I would say that I live an extremely happy life. I'm satisfied almost every single day with how I'm living and how I'm experiencing life. And it's probably because of how frugal and lean and minimalist that I live. I really don't need much. I enjoy little things like sitting in a coffee shop. I minimalized my work setup that I can actually take it out of a laptop and work at a coffee shop if I want to. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I wouldn't be able to do any audio recording because it would be too loud, but I can do all of the video editing and all of the audio editing that I do at a coffee shop, you know, enjoying a cool, you know, signature latte or something and somewhere around the world. Because living lean really doesn't mean that it has to be boring. I think a lot of people live very fulfilling lives, and just based on the fact that they live frugal, like just to give you an example of how I got so frugal is because I was working a day job and I was working full time and I wanted to leave so bad. I wanted to become a self-employed so badly that I would only spend my money on rent, food, or marketing, or you know, investing into a side hustle. And basically, I would spend all of my money on that. So I became frugal because every time someone wanted me to go out to a nightclub or go out to a bar or something, I would be like, yeah, it's going to cost me $100 to go to this bar, but I could put that $100 into Facebook ads to, you know, advertise this side hustle that I'm working on. So that's kind of how I became so frugal. But what I learned in that time was how much free stuff there is to enjoy in the world. Like, there's so many beautiful parks around where I live. There's so many free events, you know, outdoor movies, festivals that you can go to, concerts outdoors in the summer. Even in the wintertime, you can go tobogganing, you can go on a hike, you can do whatever it is. Like, you can have so much fun and do so much for free that you really learn to appreciate and value every penny that you spend when you do decide to splurge on a nice dinner out with your significant other, or whether you're, you know, doing you want to go on a trip somewhere or go on a vacation and take some time off. You really learn to enjoy those things more because they're not, you don't feel guilty about them. Mm-hmm. You a lot of times when you're spending a lot and you're not living minimalist, you are spending money and then you feel guilty about it immediately afterwards, or within a week or within a month, you feel guilty about that purchase because you would rather have spent that money on somewhere that would actually grow your interest and grow your future life. That's kind of like my thoughts on it, if it makes sense.
No, totally. Honestly, I just wanted to clarify one thing with the listeners at home, because you're like, well, I'm here to open a business and scale a business and make money, but then you guys at the same time are telling me to live a frugal lifestyle and not go out at all. Well, of course, everything adds its time and place, right? So at this stage, because I'm here with this podcast to help people get out of a situation that they're stuck in, right? This podcast is not necessarily for, you know, the seven-figure earning, you know, e-commerce entrepreneur or something like that. This podcast is for people that may be in a situation that they don't know how to get out of and they need some help. And for that reason, I can tell you that if you don't scale back, you will always be dependent on money to make you happy. Yeah. I know this for a fact because I was spending at least twice, if not three times more, you know, a few years ago. And my state of mind, my mental health was actually not good. I also felt, so the more money I spent, the more I had FOMO, fear of missing out, for those who don't know what it is. So that's crazy. Think about this. The more money I was spending, the more I was going out, you know, chasing this type of lifestyle that people sold me on, the more the times that I didn't actually go out, I would be at home stressed out, being like, oh my gosh, there's this, you know, like, expensive concert that, you know, I wanted to go to, but tomorrow I have to go to work, and, you know, like, everybody's out having a good time and such a loser because I'm home. You know, then time went by, you know, like, I feel like everything changed when I was 30 years old. That was like my time, and I was like, you know what, my life has to be, I have to change my lifestyle. And then once I scaled back, everything started, I started appreciating more what I have. You said great things about free things in the city. I also wanted to mention the fact that if you have a group of friends that are on the same page, and that's why Game Changers is super important that you choose the right circle. Remember that. If you have a group of friends that all they do is go out and spend, you know, like $200-$300 on concert tickets or bottles at clubs or whatever they do, you're of course going to feel out of place when you invite them over for games night, or when you invite them over to crack open a few beers and watch, you know, like, the game at home or whatever you like doing, because they don't see that as, you know, like, a feasible way to have fun. But if you are with a group of individuals that are trying to start up a business, that are trying to change their lifestyle, you guys are hungry for the same stuff, okay? So if you tell them, hey, dude, or hey, whatever, say, hey, can we stay at home? Can we, you know, like, can we go for a walk? Can we go to a movie theater and spend $10-$15 instead of, you know, like, $200? There's so many other ways that you can have fun. Again, if you like to drink, I personally don't drink, but if you like to drink, you could say, hey, let's buy a few bottles of wine. It's gonna cost me $30-$40. You have drinks for the whole group instead of spending $300-$400 and going somewhere, making someone else rich. Someone else that probably was frugal before they opened the bar, and now they're living the dream because all these people are going to their bars and buying booze at 10x the actual price, which drives me nuts. And that actually takes me to the next point. We're talking about being frugal, and some people be like, well, that's not like, I want to act like I'm rich. Guess what? Warren Buffett, used to be one of the richest, well, the richest person in the world for so many years in a row, still is in the probably like top 5, top 10 at least for sure. And he still drives the same car that he drove, you know, several years ago. And I think it's like a Cadillac, but a very normal Cadillac, not like some super expensive car. He still lives in the same house that he had in probably 70s or something. Wealth and consumption are not related at all. I want to make this clear, game changers. As a matter of fact, you become wealthy by controlling your spending habits right now. If you have bad spending habits when you're making 30, 50, 100K a year through your 9-to-5, what do you think your spending habits are gonna look like, you know, once you're making $1 million a year, $2 million a year, $10 million a year? You're gonna waste that money. I have a Quora account and I answer questions when they come up. And one question was, someone asked, how is it possible someone makes $1 million a year, but they're still strapped for cash? And they broke that down for that person. And I said, you know, like, let's break it down. $1 million a year seems like a lot of money, right? Now, $1 million a year is less than $3,000 a day. So if you buy a crazy expensive vehicle, you have a crazy house, you have an entourage of friends that are gonna, you know, take money, take money, take money. You have, you know, you're like an expensive boyfriend or girlfriend that wants you to buy things for them. All that stuff, you have to take that into account. Then you want to start thinking about taxes. Once you make that type of money, you think you have a certain amount. Then at the end of the year, you realize that you maybe have, if you do have it, 55%, you're lucky. Most times after tax and everything, it's almost less than 50%. So you could see how you mismanage your cash flow. Whether you have $10,000 in the bank or $1 million, it doesn't matter. People go broke all the time. So you better learn how to live frugally now so that by the time you do have millions of dollars in the bank, like I hope, you know, like you will have, at the end of the day, you're not going to, of course, you know, like say, oh, I'm not going to go out for dinner, because at that point you can do probably whatever you want, but you're going to look at your finances in a completely different way. You're going to be able to make solid decisions. If you want to buy properties, you're going to buy them for the right reasons. If you want to take your friends out for a big dinner and take them on a trip, you're doing it, but you're not doing it like, oh, I don't care how much money this is. You're doing it from a conscious perspective. You're going to be like, well, I have, I don't know, like 500 grand in the bank spending money for this quarter. I don't know. Then I'll use $50,000. I'll use them for to take out my friends and my family and make everyone happy. So that is, again, it's splurging, of course, a lot of money, but you're doing it consciously and you're not tapping into the reserves of cash that you need to keep your wealth at the same level.
This episode is brought to you by Phoenix Planner at phoenixplanner.com. I've been using the Phoenix Planner for 3 months now, and as soon as I started using it, I dropped every other productivity tool I was using. The Phoenix Planner lets me set my 3-to-5-year goal, then it breaks that down into a yearly one. Now, once the big picture is complete, it makes you set 4 quarterly goals, and that's when the real planning starts. Phoenix Planner allows you to schedule weekly, daily, and monthly tasks. It has a monitoring system for tracking your habits, and it works as a journal too. On the daily pages, you can write down your focus and what you're grateful for. Now, remember that gratitude is the key to keeping yourself grounded and in control every day. There are also slots for rating your performance and giving yourself feedback. In a nutshell, the Phoenix Planner is the ultimate planner if you want to take your life and business to the next level. Visit phoenixplanner.com to get 20% off your order. Apply the code PHOENIXDEN at checkout. That is PHOENIXDEN for 20% off your order. And now, let's get back to the episode.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, and you appreciate it so much more because you're doing it out of a goodness, a good reason, an honest reason, and a reason that is, you know, to to make a positive effect on yourself or your own life or your significant other life or your friend's life or whatever it might be, which is another thing that kind of came up in my mind while you were mentioning that stuff is I really want to talk about is the mindset behind that stuff. I feel like it's such a mindset thing to be interested in starting your own business and be interested in you know, living a comfortable life for the wrong reasons, because I feel like so many people that I come across in our industries are out to get the Lambo to flex on their friends, or out to get the big pool house to, you know, to get a bunch of women or men or whatever it is that you're interested in, a bunch to just impress people. They're doing it for outside reasons. They're doing it for negative reasons because they want to make other people feel bad, which I think is the biggest mindset shift that a lot of people need to make. Is that if you're watching a Tai Lopez video and you see all of his Lambos and you're like, oh my God, I would make all my friends feel like crap if I had Lambos and they didn't. That would be so awesome. Like, that is not cool. That is not the reason that we are in this business. We are in this business to make our lives better, to enjoy our lives, to make 100% use of the short time that we have on Earth. And I think the mindset shift of getting out of doing things to put other people down and doing things to push yourself up and to actually improve yourself, your own life, and the lives of the people that you care about and love is the real reason that people will become successful, because that is such more of a driving force than, you know, oh, I want to get this Lambo because it'll make my friends look like idiots. They'll think I'm the coolest, and they'll be, you know, depressed about their own lives. That's awesome. Like, that is not what I think. That is what I think a lot of people struggle with as a mindset, because that is going to get you trapped and caught into a loop. And even if you are successful, you're never going to be happy.
Gonna be happy. No, 100%.
It's like, minimalism is just great all around, and being frugal and being appreciative of what you have and what you earn, because it really helps you focus on what you have and what you earn. You're able to, you know, appreciate what you have as your belongings, and you're able to experience more and be present more, because money is not what makes your world go round. What makes your world go round is the things that you are fortunate enough to experience and have because of the money that you have worked hard to earn. 100%. It just really causes you to be a lot more grateful, and gratitude is the cornerstone of happiness.
That's so true. I couldn't agree more with that. You know, when you stop trying to impress other people, you open up your mental bandwidth to so many more productive things. Like, for example, you know, learning, physical activity, journaling. I mean, those are all things that don't require consumption. And the cool thing is that the more present you are and the more you are able to appreciate what you have and to work on yourself, that's what really is going to change you as a person. So what people really need to understand is that, you know, money doesn't come when you flex, right? Money comes when you are focused on your tasks at hand, when you appreciate the hard work that goes into becoming a better person. I wanted to talk about a bit about stoicism, because I feel like minimalism kind of comes from the same, you know, philosophy. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I've been working on for a long time now. For the game changers at home that don't know about Stoicism, it's basically a philosophy that has a big, places a big importance in, you know, self-discipline and being able to really not rely on outside things to be happy and to be strong. So for example, it says, you know, if you want to, I don't know, for example, drink, okay? Now, alcohol, you know, for example, you want to do it not because you need a drink, but you want to do it because you know that you're okay without drinking and now you want to treat yourself. Same thing, you can apply it to wealth. You want to spend money not because you're addicted to material things, but you want to do it because you're fine with having the little things that you have and appreciate your own, you know, belongings. And then if you want to, like we said earlier, take your friends out, experience life from a different perspective, you know, like make people happy by buying them a gift. Those things you can do, but you do them from a different mental state. You're not doing them to impress. You're not doing it because you're addicted to buying more and more things. You're doing them because is something that you truly want to do, but you could live without it. You could live without it. And that's the most important thing. Going back to Warren Buffett, if he wanted to, he could buy the biggest yachts in the world, even 10 of them, right? But he doesn't do it. But maybe he spends money on other things that we're not aware of. And that's totally fine, because if he does that, he doesn't do it from a perspective of, oh my gosh, I need to show that I'm rich. He does it because he truly deserved his cash by being frugal for several years, going back to basics every time, like through his investment strategies, through, you know, everything that he's done. And then once you're at the top or on your way up on the rise, and you can't afford to do certain things, you'll do them, and you're still gonna be happy. You're not doing them, you know, and looking around, oh, what do people think about me? That's the most important thing. You gotta stop thinking, oh, what do people think about me? Because once you start getting into that cycle, you're going to be sad, because the more you think about other people, the more you take the focus away from self-development, from self-development. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a time and place to spend money. And once you scale back, then you can really pick and choose what you actually care about and spend your money only on things that truly matter to you. And I think it goes back to a conversation that we had like a few weeks ago, which was about how you return to what you enjoyed in your childhood or in your youth. Because, you know, a lot of people see the Lambo in the pool house, and that is what they, you know, admire in other people or what they envy, but what they really enjoy and appreciate might be, like, for me, I like going out to have a milkshake because I loved milkshakes my entire life. Like, that's how I treat myself. I'll go out to a real ice cream place, like, not, you know, not in my home blender. Like, I'll go out to an actual place that makes delicious, you know, homemade real dairy milkshakes, and that's like something that I treat myself with. Or I'll do like a little day trip to, you know, the other, you know, a 2-hour day trip to somewhere that's some beautiful town or village, you know, within driving distance. Like, that's a treat on its own. You don't need these huge things that you are envious of in other people, because that's not even going to make you happy once you get it. You're just going to be envious of something else. So if you're focusing on that, you're never going to be satisfied. But if you find what actually you actually appreciate and what actually satisfies you, I think that you'll find that those are often a lot more minimal and almost unimpressive when you actually find out what they are.
100%. I couldn't agree more. Just to give you guys an example, I mean, I have traveled, I said in the past episodes, I've traveled all over the world and I had a lot of fun. But there's one place in Italy where I have my cottage in the mountains. It's called Limano. It's a town, I think there's maybe like 55 people during the winter. So you can imagine how small this town is, how isolated this town is. And whenever I go there, there's really no money to spend. Like, if you can go to the bar and have a coffee or like a beer, but other than that, there's no stores but that one bar. So you can imagine how consumption gets to literally nearly zero for a full week. You do groceries in a town that's about 10-15 kilometers away, then you come home there and then you stay there, and there's like a lot of things to do, like hiking, like, you know, mushroom picking, like chestnut picking. There's a lot of stuff that you can do in nature. And to be honest with you, those places are the ones that I have the best memories, you know, growing up, but also as an adult, because coming from, you know, I live in Toronto, but I used to live in Rome, so another big city. There's, you know, the hustle and bustle of the city and the noises and the lights and people. And then once you go to these places, you really like realize that I don't need, you know, to spend money to feel fulfilled. And that's the most amazing feeling in the world. All right. Do you want to add anything else before we dive into the homework?
No, I think this is a great convo. And what's my homework, De Niro B?
All right. Awesome. So what I wanted to do is, first off, you guys have to understand that if you want to go from a 9-to-5 job or from, you know, university, whatever your current situation is, and if you want to become digital nomad, if you want to open your own online business, you have to be willing to sacrifice something to save money. All right, because at the very beginning we talked about this, your business is not gonna make you money. You need to spend money to make your business. So with that said, what are you willing to sacrifice to save this amount of money? There has to be something that you're willing to sacrifice. Write that down and just commit to it. So instead of creating these fixed budgets that will scare you, basically, that will put you in a bad mood, instead of doing that, just write down what you're willing to sacrifice that you're currently doing to save money for your business, and at the end of the day, live a more, you know, grateful life. Because once you scale down and you have a few belongings or a few things that you truly like, then you start really appreciating. So, like, I don't know you, but for me, as I said, like, I was done with going out and spending money, and that was my big, big, you know, thing that I was willing to sacrifice. You know, coming from a DJ lifestyle, going out Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, and a bunch of other, you know, other times during the week too, to basically going out very, very little and spending a lot less from that on that front, that I was willing to sacrifice. So there's other people, I don't know, you, for example, what do you think was your go-to when you had to scale back?
Yeah, my biggest one was, you mentioned at the top of the episode, was alcohol. I, like I mentioned in the past, I enjoy drinking beer, specifically like checking out new craft beers and breweries like around town, which tend to be a little bit more expensive than, you know, your generic domestic brands. So, yeah, and especially in Canada, like the, like a case of beer in Canada here is, or at least in Ontario, is like anywhere from $30 to $60. You know, in the States it's a lot less, but still it's something that if you're drinking a case of beer or two every month, then that really adds up, right? So that's always the first thing I cut back, because not only is it saving me money and time because I'm not, you know, drinking at night and you know, taking the night off, but it also is good for your health, because beer has a lot of 100%. Carbs and healthy for your mind and body.
Awesome. All right, so game changers, write down what you're willing to sacrifice to save money for your business and live a more grateful life. And we'll talk to you in the next episode. See you, Liam.
See ya.
And this is it for today, game changers. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to the podcast and you will be the very first person to know when we release new episodes. Also, do not forget to leave a review. It literally takes a minute. It makes my day brighter. And if you send me a screenshot for a limited time on Instagram or by email, you will get a free 15-minute coaching call worth $50. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.